Although the rules haven't been enforced for years, National Park Service Chief of Protection Greg Zeman in Bayfield says they need to enforce it now. He says the regulation is being enforced to avoid being taken to court by environmental groups.
They're actually being taken to court for not enforcing the regulations that are on the books, and we're going to try to avoid that. If we can keep this here at within the Apostle Islands in the local area and get people's support and cooperation for it, we think this would be a relatively minor process, although it's going to be an inconvenience for some.
Zeman says snowmobilers who travel within the boundaries will be warned, but repeat offenders could be fined $200. Zeman says no citations have been issued since mid-January when the Park Service began enforcing the rule. Craig Pacek operates Outdoor Lure Sports Shop and Guide Service in Washburn. He says the regulation will make it hard for anglers to catch some fish.
You can catch lake trout in any of the deeper water farther out. But there are some lake trout spots that are in close, and all of the spots that you want to go to, if you want to catch whitefish or brown trout or splake, are right next to the islands. And so that it effectively has eliminated fishing for those species in the islands right now.
Pacek says that if Park Service officials start handing out tickets, anglers will stop coming. Zeman says the Park Service will pursue a special regulation that will allow snowmobiles on the ice surrounding the islands. He says this may take up to 4 years. In Superior, Tom Malin, Wisconsin Public Radio.